Intense lobbying over the nuclear deal is underway within India. NPR's Philip Reeves is tracking what is being said in private and in public.
I am particularly pleased that we have reached an understanding on the implementation of our agreement on civil nuclear cooperation.
That's India's Prime Minister, Manmohan Singh. He made that announcement 19 months ago during a visit to New Delhi by President Bush. Together, Singh told the president, we're making history. But were they? A few days ago, Singh spoke to President Bush by telephone. The optimism had vanished. Singh explained he was having difficulties getting some people to accept the deal in India. Leading the list of those people are the communists, a bloc of leftist political parties. Their members have made their feelings felt in Parliament, clashing constantly with the Speaker.
You are behaving abominably, in a disgusting manner.
The leftist bloc is not actually part of Singh's ruling coalition, although to survive in power, Singh relies on its support from outside government. On the nuclear issue, it's refused to play ball, even threatening to bring the government down. The communists believe the nuclear deal endangers India's nuclear weapons program. They also fear it'll be exploited by their old enemy, the US, by using the deal as leverage to dictate foreign policy to India, for example, by persuading India not to buy energy from Iran. The government's been meeting the communists to try to resolve these differences, so far inconclusively. Pressure's building for an end to the logjam. In a five-star hotel in New Delhi, a group of delegates gathers before setting off for another day trying to fight for the survival of the nuclear agreement. They're from the US-India Political Action Committee, a lobbying group representing US-based professionals of Indian origin. Rabinder Sachdev, a founder member, says the delegation came from the US to try discreetly to nudge the deal forward.
The message which we are putting out here is that look at this deal in terms of leveraging yourself so that you are out of the doghouse in a way and you can participate in global commerce with respect to nuclear supply.
Sachdev believes if the deal falls through, India will pay a hefty price. There'll be extra energy costs and many lost business opportunities.
In the next 20 years, if this deal does not go through, India would lose $500 billion.
But, says Arjun Bhagat, another delegate, many of India's communists seem beyond persuasion.
It is purely an ideological thing that they will not bend on. For that reason, I don't believe they're open to reasoning or to discourse.
Unless the left changes its mind, the deal may end up dead and buried. Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.